In an evening that was as tumultuous as it was triumphant, U.S. rapper Killer Mike found himself at the center of controversy and celebration at this year's Grammy Awards. The artist, born Michael Render, was arrested for misdemeanor battery just hours after clinching all three categories he was nominated for, a stark juxtaposition that highlights the complexities of fame. The incident occurred on Sunday of February 4th, shortly after 4 p.m., when the Los Angeles police responded to a report of a physical altercation at the Crypto.com Arena, the venue for the 2024 Grammy Awards. According to the police statement provided to AFP, a male adult was detained and handcuffed due to the altercation. Subsequent reports identified the individual as 48-year-old Michael Render, better known by his stage name Killer Mike. Footage circulated on social media, captured by a reporter for The Hollywood Reporter, showed the rapper being escorted in handcuffs to an undisclosed location within the arena. The Los Angeles Police Department later confirmed that Render had been booked for a misdemeanor battery, arrested and taken to the police station. In a turn of events reflective of the night's highs and lows, he was released without bail shortly thereafter. Amid the legal drama, Killer Mike took to Twitter, communicating through a series of emojis to symbolize his three Grammy Awards and a clean sweep, accompanied by the words, "Thank God." His message, a blend of gratitude and defiance, underscored the surreal nature of his evening, from the heights of artistic recognition to the depths of a legal predicament. The rapper's Grammy victories were significant, marking him as a standout artist of the year. He won Best Rap Album for Michael, a deeply personal project that has been lauded for its introspective lyrics and complex production. Additionally, Killer Mike took home awards for Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance for Scientists and Engineers, tracks that blend technical prowess with poignant storytelling. Backstage, Killer Mike expressed his intentions behind Michael, stating, "I consciously set out to make the best album in the world." He elaborated on his desire to share the narrative of a young black boy from the west side of Atlanta, aiming to shift the focus from victimization to victory, from struggle to success. Killer Mike's Grammy night was a microcosm of his career, fraught with challenges yet underscored by undeniable talent and determination. His arrest cast a shadow over his achievements, yet his response and the public's reaction speak to his resilience and the complex relationship between artists and their personal lives. As Killer Mike navigates the aftermath of his arrest, his Grammy wins stand as a testament to his artistic vision and his impact on the music industry. His journey from the streets of Atlanta to Grammy recognition, punctuated by a moment of personal adversity, encapsulates the unpredictable nature of fame and the enduring power of art to transcend momentary setbacks. In reflecting on Killer Mike's Grammy night, it becomes clear that his legacy is not defined by a single incident but by the depth of his contributions to music and culture. Amid the highs and lows, Killer Mike's story is one of triumph, resilience, and the relentless pursuit of greatness.